that I brought are Amy Stites and Laurel Fassian. Yeah. And I'm
All right, we're grateful for the safe travel for all of you from Austin and other parts. Here's the technical assistant. All right, let me just point out these books and booklets and pamphlets and music booklets, plaques, all of these are products by the, no, there's nothing, by the sisters and principally from Mother Basilea. She was a prolific writer, and those of you who may not know very much about the sisterhood, it was begun after World War II. Not at all. And the Basilea Schlink and her friend, Martiria Nadaus, had been teaching, and Mother Basilea, as she came to be known, was a professional. She had her doctorate in philosophy and psychology. She was a teacher. Both of her father and her brother, both were professors, so she came from a family that was well established in Germany, and she was very active during the war in terms of supporting the Jewish people. But as Darmstadt became bombed, they had been discipling and teaching a Bible study of how many girls? A couple of dozen?
They grew from a small group to a big group. I don't remember how many.
Okay. Anyway, they ended up living on Basilea Schlink's parents' third floor during the war. And you can read all of this in this beautiful autobiographical book that Larry Lamb has been reading for years to get it deep within her. It's called I Found the Key to the Heart of God. And it's on the book table. And after the war, when they discovered what had happened to the Jewish people and to really the countries that Germans had gone through and devastated, they decided to separate themselves and in devotion to Christ and in repentance towards Israel and the Jewish people. And they're still active in every way in those capacities today. The leadership of both Mother Martiria and Mother Basilea was instrumental in the in what we are the beneficiaries of today, and through the ministry of the sisterhood, the Evangelical Sisterhood of Mary. They were all initially from the Lutheran Church, but it has branched out to where they're the girls who have come in and the men. There are some 20 nationalities, or have been, and from all denominations. So, the books, the sisters can talk to you a little bit about that. They are a faith ministry. There are suggested donations for materials, and some materials have no designation, and all of those are free, but really all of them are free. They would much rather that they have, you take them home, and as one of them said, you can think of it as early Christmas shopping, because it may not even cost you anything, but have people in mind as you listen to the talks and as you go by the table and as the Lord stirs you to think about the people in your life and read the materials, and if the Lord says, you can pass them on and they will be a blessing. So I will turn it over to the sisters, but let me just open us in prayer. Father, we are so grateful that you have enabled us to carve out these hours and these days in your presence without the distraction of our busy lives. We pray for those who are still en route, Father, that you would bring them safely, in every way safe, and that those who are hoping to come tomorrow, Lord, you would strengthen them tonight and make the way open. We thank you for all that your Spirit has done in preparing Sister Domitilla, Sister Georgine, and Sister Marianne, and the hands and the spirit of Marge Zollner, that we may be led in worship and in adoration of you, Lord, in the hours of active worship and in active in our times as we are listening to your Spirit through what they are teaching us. We pray that you will be blessed, delighted, and glorified. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Amen.
This is Sister Georgie.
Yeah. Just, you know, as a highlight so that you, now the highlight, underlining or something, just so you would feel familiar with the book table, those who have not been introduced to Mother Bessie's books before. What she mentioned was the autobiography, and that's I Found the Key to the Heart of God, and then it goes on in the book Sown in Weakness, which is Mother Bessie's legacy put together after she died in 2001. And then these two books, this one is Realities, How the Mother House Was Built. The sisters built it themselves. As she said, we're a faith ministry, so nothing is done without the money up front. And the Lord is good. The Lord is good. We must trust him always. And really what these are, both of these books, this is Canaan in the Desert's reality stories. It's that God lives and works today. This is the underlining. He lives, he works, he hears your prayers, he answers your prayers according to his purposes. And then this one is My All for Him, which is First Love for the Lord Jesus, which is really the core of the ministry. It was Mother Bessie's heart in writing, I Found the Key to the Heart of God. It's how does the Holy Spirit draw us into that first love for the Lord Jesus? And so if I can only encourage you to take advantage of the books and the book table. The other one over there, well, maybe we didn't, because we don't have so many. Repentance, the Joy-Filled Life would be the other book that is the theme, foundation, running through the whole sisterhood. But and that's it right there. And pray for that book. We're trying to get it reprinted, and the Mother House is working on some revisions. So pray with us that we can. We had orders for over 70 of those books just in October. And all of a sudden they just started going, you know, because we're all praying for repentance, revival, you know. Praise the Lord. Quiet times. You know, our retreats, we believe, we have prayed for each of you that have come, that the Lord has really hand-selected you for his purposes in this time and made it possible for you to be here. And so we try to encourage people, take the quiet time, take all the time that you can to really be in communication with the Lord, because I believe he has brought you here for this retreat. He has a message for you. You know, we may say something, we may be able to give some messages and give you some facts, information, whatever. But it's the power of the Holy Spirit that is going to speak to your heart exactly where you are and minister to your needs. And we just believe that takes time. And so we try and ask for quiet time. When you leave the meetings in the evening and you go back to your room, try quiet, not that you talk a lot, because it's fun, we talk to each other, but that you really understand that you're here for the Lord Jesus, to be drawn closer to his heart, and during the day and everything, take advantage of that. Meals is a good time to talk and chat and get caught up with people. And then their counseling, if anybody wants counseling, let us know. Marge also is available if you have questions or just would like to talk with us. And so just let us know.
And have the Canaan friends, stand up, because they're good contacts and good Canaan to ask
friends,
questions. Canaan
friends, that's the core group of our ministry. If everybody that's a Canaan friend here would just stand up, you'll see it's pretty good. We love it. And so they've been here the longest.
And they can answer a lot of
questions too. And then Marge, you know, Marge is really the, where would we be without the music in our retreats? Because Mother Beth Leah wrote thousands of songs. And you just can't go somewhere and expect people to enter in and start singing without music. It's just not possible. And Marge and her husband, Pastor Zollner, really from, what was the year, the first?
66.
And the sisters came to the United States to get established first in 66, lived in California till 67, then came to Phoenix and found the property that's there. And from the beginning there, then Pastor Zollner was on our board. I think he was the president and everything. Pastor Eric was the treasurer, secretary or something, I don't know. But her husband is now in heaven, but he was very, very pivotal. And of course, the church that he started then in Phoenix is still one of our churches that we go, Calvary Church in the Valley. Did I forget anything?
Well, I don't know.
I would like to, this doesn't work yet.
No.
I would like to, you can stay here. I would like to really thank all the Kingdom friends here in the area, because if they didn't put in all the work, we would, you know, we just fly in and fly out, and they do all the work.
they do everything.
Yeah, really, and Sandra and Peggy and Christy, who are really the, you know, the core. But then we have the beautiful decorations from Phyllis and Valerie, our new decorating team, and didn't they do a beautiful job?
Yeah.
So, thank you all, everyone, for what you put into it.
Yeah, you know, the retreats, there would be no retreat without you all, so we are thankful. The Lord is good. So we pray that you are blessed in this time. Now Marge is going to teach you something.
Well, before I do, I want to say to all the new people, you know, when you're around the sisters, I guess that was more than so I want to say to the new people, when you're around the sisters, you just grow in your love for Jesus. And when my husband and I first met them, why, he said to the sisters, he said, you know, I think if my wife had met you first, she would have chosen you over me. And I said, how did you know? And he said, because if I were a girl, I'd want to be a sister. You know, it's contagious when we see people who have the same personalities of sin nature that we have, and we see them living together year after year, rubbing together, and I think we're all old enough to know that people rub together when they live together. And they come out of it with victory in Jesus. And so this so enchanted us to get acquainted with how do we live together and still come out loving each other. And of course it starts with loving Jesus Christ.